Good morning. We are in Maseches Tumos. We are up to Parak Zayin, the seventh Parak, Mishnah Hey. So just by way of a slight introduction to this Mishnah, there's a fascinating Siman Shulchan Aruch in Yeridea, Siman Kuf Yud Aleph. And Siman Kuf Yud Aleph, the Mechaber goes through a number of cases where a person has a suffix whether or not he has a problem. In other words, what we've been discussing up until now is when a person has truma that falls into chulin. So you have something which is forbidden for a czar to eat. It's truma, belongs to the kayin. And you have chulin, which is mutter for everybody to eat, and gets mixed up. And we have the required amount you need for, to have for your ratio to be mevatel it. What happens if you have two different, let's call them buckets or boxes full of food? One of them is chulin, and one of them is truma. And you have truma which falls into one of those buckets. Now you don't know which one it fell into. Now if it fell into the chulin, you have a problem because you're not going to have 100-1 against it. But if it falls into the truma, then everything is fine because the other box is truma. You added a little bit more truma to it and everything is perfectly fine. Just give the whole box to the kayin. Now you're not sure. In other words, you're not sure if you have a problem here. The basic rule of thumb when it comes to this halacha is that it depends if you're dealing with an issa midaraisa or an issa midrabanan. So now, in our case, we're talking about truma, which is an issa midaraisa. We have to remember that, in as much as we mentioned, you have to have 100 against one to be mevatel it, that's not a din midaraisa, that's a din midrabanan. Midaraisa, there's a din called chad betrei batel. It means that something is batel beroiv. If you have a majority of heter, even if it's only a majority by one, so you have two against one, in such a case, you're going to have a proper bittel midaraisa. The fact that you need to have more than that, that's a din midrabanan. So therefore, our Mishnah reads as follows. Shtei kupas, you have two boxes. Achas shal truma v'achas shal chulin. One box is filled with truma, and one box is filled with chulin. Shanafla sa'ah truma l'toich achas b'en. You have a sa'ah of truma which fell into one of them. V'ein yadu aleiz man nafla. You do not know if the truma fell into the truma box, which would make everything perfectly fine. It would be absolutely no problem in such a case. Or if it fell into the chulin box, and now you have an issue, you don't have the required amount for bittel. Hare ani oimer, I'm allowed to employ the concept of hare ani oimer. It's referred to in Shulchan Aruch as sha'ani oimer, which is I can assume, I can make an assumption, a safe assumption, that what happened over here was l'toich shal truma nafla. I assume that it fell into the truma. Because why not? What does it hurt? It doesn't hurt anybody. All I have here is an issa midrabanan. I'm not ruining anything else. In other words, I'm not ruining the truma, so I could safely assume it fell into the truma. The truma is fine, and my other box full of chulin is also fine. It's very important to note that this halacha would not be true if I would be ruining another bucket, because there's a concept called maichazis. In other words, you have to have some type of information similar to the concept in monetary law of hamaitzi mechaveri olavaraya. If you want to prove something, you want to take money away from somebody, you're going to have to prove that the person indeed owes you money. The same thing is true when it comes to ruining a bucket of truma. It's an interesting kind of counterproductive logic here, because what happened is if you have two boxes, both of them are filled with chulin, neither of them have enough to be mevatelit, and you have truma which falls into one of them, and I have no idea which one it fell into. So I have no right to choose which bucket to say is going to be usser. So both become usser. In other words, it's a counterproductive logic here, but again, since I don't have the right to say I'm going to choose this one over that one, because I have absolutely no information which leads me to the direction to say that this box is any worse than the other one. So ultimately, it's kind of a failed logic. So both of them become usser. But here, I have an answer to my question, my chazis. Why am I choosing this one? I'm choosing this one because there's no harm. There's no harm in choosing this one because this one will remain mutter, because it's all truma, and the other one will remain mutter because it's all chulin, and that's what the halacha would be when we deal with this midrabanan. Hare ani oimer, I say, the text of truma nafla, I say the sa'ah fell into the truma. Now, ein yadua eze hisha truma veze shechul. Another case, I have two boxes, I know one of them is truma, one of them is chulin. I don't know which one is truma, which one is chulin. Now, getting back to the halachas we mentioned in the past week, achal achas mehen. I ate one of them, now I possibly ate truma. Now, we learned if a person mistakenly eats truma, he has to pay back a karen and a chaymish. This person is not sure if he ate truma. Perhaps he ate chulin. The halacha is pater. He's not obligated to pay back the karen of the chaymish because it's a suffix. It's only when it's a vadeh. The vashniya noig ba kitruma. Now he ate one of them. He doesn't know which one it is. So he assumes, he makes the same assumption. He assumes that one was the chulin. One that he ate was chulin. Vashnia, the other one that he didn't eat, noig b'ketruma, you have a suffix. Maybe it's his truma. Yeah, so you have to give it to the kayin. But still, you have to take the chumrah of it and say, maybe it's not truma. And therefore, even though I'm treating it like truma, it's still a schayiv and chala, whereas normal vadai truma, certain truma, does not have to have chala taken from it. Dibi Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi says, no, we're going to take this halacha all the way. If we're assuming the one you ate was the chulin, then we assume vadai that the one that you didn't eat is going to be the truma, and we treat it like truma. In all the halachas, you give it to the kayin, it belongs to the kayin, and he does not have to take off chala from it. Achal acher es hashniya, another person comes and eats the second one. Putter, he's also putter. Why? Because he could say the one that the first guy ate was the truma. Achal echad es shteyem, one guy was really hungry and he ate both boxes here. So now he certainly ate truma and he certainly ate some chulin. Mashalan kiktana shebishneyem, he pays back the kayim, but how much? The smaller one. In other words, he assumes the smaller one was the truma, and the larger one was the chulin. In other words, we give him the best possible deal. Yeah. That concludes Mishnah Hey. We'll continue next week, Mr. Shem, with Mishnah Vav.